This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We turn now to the documented effects of popular culture on the business world, specifically tourism. Game of Thrones is your thing? There are tours of Dubrovnik, Croatia to meet your needs. In New Zealand, Hobbit Village, where Lord of the Rings was shot, is waiting for you. The question today, though, is whether this song can do the same thing for Puerto Rico. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás. Despacito, in case you didn't know, by Puerto Rican recording artists Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee, the video of which has, hang on to your hats here, a record 3.3 billion views on YouTube as of today. Matt Gross wrote about the Puerto Rican tourism economy and Despacito on Bloomberg. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
So what do we know about this omnipresent song and tourism in Puerto Rico?
It's obviously an incredibly popular song, but is it popular enough to send people across the waves over to Puerto Rico? That's a little bit harder to measure.
What kind of things do people look at? I mean, I'm sure the Puerto Rican Tourism Bureau has numbers on this.
Oh, well, they do and they don't. What the Puerto Rican Tourism Board is really excited about right now is that search queries are up. You look at hotels.com and Orbitz and cheap tickets, Expedia. Everybody is searching for Puerto Rico. Numbers are up 45%, 17%, 24%. But that's search queries. That's not the same thing as actually buying a ticket, booking a hotel, going to Puerto Rico and spending money there.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, right? So I talked about New Zealand and Lord of the Rings and Game of Thrones in Ireland. Those actually did translate. I wonder how much a song is going to make you want to go to Puerto Rico.
I think if you're inclined to go to Puerto Rico already, the fact that there's this incredibly popular song with a video filled with incredibly hot people dancing in colorful seaside locations, that's maybe going to push you over the edge and you're definitely going to go. But whether it's gathering up all these new people who'd never heard of Puerto Rico before and sending them, you know, on these trips, that's a much trickier thing to do.
Well, let me throw a dirty word or two in here that might explain why it won't translate. And those two words are Justin Bieber.
please. This is a family radio show.
That's right. His name is part of the success of this song.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He did this remix. It's one of I believe the most viewed or most streamed song of all time. And his embrace of the song and his popularity may very well translate into people going to Puerto Rico. But you got to think, I mean, he's got an audience of hundreds of millions of people.
Yeah.
He says, you know, through the song, go to Puerto Rico. Some infinitesimal percent of those people may actually go to Puerto Rico. It's a great little rounding error and it's going to make some money for the island. But is that generating a huge wave of visits there? We don't know yet. It's really hard to figure out.
It is something that the island of Puerto Rico could use, right? Because between Zika and the terrible economy and their debt problems, I mean, they've been having a rough go.
Yeah, it's not been too great. And that's actually one of the things that's sort of skewing the numbers a bit, as I think that they've had a rough couple of years. And so, sure, the numbers look up. That's because they've been down.
Yeah. Matt Gross, writing in Bloomberg about Despacito in Puerto Rico. Matt, thanks a lot.
Thank you.